Welcome to the Prayer Now podcast.
Prayer Now was born of a desire to provide prayer to whoever needs it whenever they need it.
We believe what James 5:16 says, that the prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective,
and that God hears us and desires to answer our prayers.
Whether you're listening to receive prayer or to pray along with us for others, we welcome you here.
Hi there. Welcome to the Prayer Now podcast. Today, we will be praying for you when you are tempted to sin. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Amy. Oh, this topic today feels kind of heavy and tough. It's a big one, but it is something we all struggle with all the time. And it is so important when I think of fighting the temptation to sin or dealing with the temptation to sin. God brought to mind how much I meet with people on that. God, I think, has really used me to meet with people and to be open about things and be able to pray together. And a big part is when we are tempted to sin, and I have seen God work and the importance of being together in that moment and using prayer to battle that. And so I just feel so blessed to be here today and for this podcast to go out for any of you. Temptation to sin can be so isolating. It can make you feel not yourself or feel shame. Yeah. And so I pray that you can pull this up anytime so at least you can get prayer with somebody in that moment.
Yeah. I mean, I was just want to honestly applaud you for being here, because the fact that you pressed play on this podcast indicates that you want to follow God, that you want to turn away from sin. And so it is something every single one of us struggle with. And I want to remind you that being tempted in and of itself is not sin. Jesus himself was tempted in the wilderness by Satan. And so we know that temptation is common to man. It is common to being human. And so the fact that you're here, I just want to say good job. And will you pray with us? Oh, gracious God, we come before you right now on behalf of our brother or sister right now who is listening and is struggling with temptation to sin. And God, we thank you so much that in Hebrews 4, you say that we can come boldly to your throne of grace, because there we will obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That we can come confidently and boldly to your throne. And that is what we are doing right now for our listener who's struggling. God, when we struggle with temptation, God, we need to just run to you. And that's what we're doing right now. We're throwing ourselves on your mercy and asking for your strength, for your guidance. We don't have it on our own. We don't have the strength. But God, you do. You have all the strength that we need. And Lord, you have said in your word that no temptation has come upon us except what is common to humanity. But you are faithful. It says that in 1 Corinthians 10, you are faithful and you will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear. But with that temptation, that you are going to provide a way out so that we can bear it. And so, Lord, will you show us that way out right now? God, give us the courage and the strength to take it, to walk away, to turn our backs, to close the door, to shut down what we need to shut down, to just turn in whatever way, whatever shape, whatever form that takes, God, to take that one step right now that we know you are calling us to take, to turn away from this temptation, Lord. Do not allow us to sin in this moment. Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, I thank you. Lord, we praise your name even in the midst of this hard time and in this temptation. I thank you that you are there for us. I thank you for this word you have given us, Lord.
Yes, God.
Lord, even in the example of Jesus, Lord, Jesus being tempted in the wilderness, you gave us Jesus as an example that we are not alone. We are not alone in this world. We are not alone in this life. Lord, so we pray today, just as Jesus prayed in the wilderness, Lord, we use scripture, we use your word, we use truth, Father, to combat the schemes of the enemy and to combat this heaviness that comes upon us that tempts us to do these things, the sin that we know is not the best for us, that we know is not good for us, things that we are trying to stop. Father, we come to you and we use scripture, we use truth. Father, for this temptation is not from you. In James chapter 1, 13, right as they begin, he talks about going through the trials and coming out gold. Lord, and how if we can stand strong and we come out gold on the other side, we come out stronger, we come out refined. Lord, but after that in verse 13, scripture says, no one undergoing a trial should say, I am being tempted by God, since God is not tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when he is drawn away and enticed by his own evil desire. Lord, this temptation is not from you. And so may we remember that and stand on that, Lord, to know that we can come against it. We can stand stronger than this temptation. Lord, your word also says we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, Lord. So we have the strength in you to stand up against this temptation that is not from you, Lord, this temptation from the world and from our own evil desires. Lord, we stand strong on you. We stand strong on our firm foundation. Lord, and I pray that we continually just put our mind on you to take our mind away from those enticing evil desires.
Oh, and Lord, I thank you that we do not have a high priest who is unaccustomed with our weakness. That in Hebrews 4, you say that you were tempted in every way, Jesus, but yet you were without sin. And so you stand with us as we resist this temptation, Lord. And we pray right now for our listener that they will be strong in you and in the strength of your might. God, that they will put on the whole armor of God, that they can stand against the schemes of the devil. Lord, we see in the scripture that what we are wrestling against is not flesh and blood, but against the rulers and authorities and the powers of this present darkness. And so it may seem that our struggle is against a person, but we know that it is not. It is a spiritual battle. And so we know that a spiritual battle can be won by you, Jesus, because you stand with us. And so we pray right now for our listener that they will put on that full armor of God to be able to stand against this temptation, against the schemes of the devil. And God, if there is someone that you just need to remove from this person's life, we pray you'll do that. If there is anything you need to remove from their life, God, will you just do it in the name of Jesus? Help us to release it, to open our hands, to let it go, God, trusting that following you and loving you and doing things your way is the best possible way that we can do it, God.
Oh, Father, right now I pray for strength. I pray for strength in these moments of weakness. Lord, in Matthew 26, it says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, Father. But I thank you that whoever's listening here today is willing, Lord. They opened their mind and their hearts to this prayer, Father, because their spirit is willing, but their flesh is weak. And so I just pray strength, Lord, the strength of Jesus Christ, our Savior, to hold us through this time of temptation. Lord, you've told us to watch and pray so that we may not enter into temptation, Father. So in these moments, may we be diligent to watch out for what may come to us, through us, against us, around us. Father, we would watch our friendships, we would watch what we put into our ears and into our hearts, Lord, what's on TV or social media. Father, may we watch those things and be strong enough to put them down or put them away or to turn them off if they are not beneficial, if they are not building us up, if they are directly leading us into temptation. Father, give us the strength to step away, to know that it is not good for our bodies and for our minds. And Lord, I pray against shame, Lord. As temptation comes or sin is in our lives, we can feel such shame, and the devil uses shame to hold us down and to isolate us and to keep us alone, Lord, but we know that is not of you also. And so I pray against shame. I pray that we would come together and pray. I pray that each person would be able to find somebody to pray with. Lord, put somebody into their lives who they can trust, who they can open up to and be open and honest and not be ridiculed or not be looked down upon, Father, but would be built up in the spirit, built up into the person you have made them to be, Lord.
Oh, and God, right now, I pray, as Romans 6 says, that we will consider ourselves dead to sin. God, that we will consider ourselves dead to sin, reckon ourselves dead to sin, but alive in Christ. And God, I pray that you will help us to just desire the things of you so much that that the things of this world just fade away, that we find such joy and such fulfillment in the things of you, God, that we have no desire anymore for the things of this world, Lord. Fill us up with you, Lord.
Oh, and Father, we come boldly before the throne. Lord, we come boldly before the throne today to pray on this temptation to sin, to pray against it, Father, yes, that this temptation to sin would go, would be smoldered, would not be active in our lives, mm-hmm. Father. We come boldly, Lord, because we know the devil is also out there like a roaring lion seeking to whom he may devour. You have told us to resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world, Lord. We are not alone. Yes. The devil is out there to steal, kill, and destroy mm-hmm. all of us, Lord, to keep us from you and to keep us in sin and to keep us down. But thank you for James 4:7, Lord, that says, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, yes, and Lord, he will flee from you. Amen. Lord, so right now we resist the devil and his schemes. Yes. Father, right now we resist this temptation to sin, and I pray that your strength and your peace fills us and keeps us from this sin, Lord, that gives us the strength in the moment that we need. And we may need to pray this prayer every day, mm-hmm. and that's okay, because your mercies are new every morning. Yes, and so we will use that each and every morning to stand strong in your faith, to stand strong in you, Lord Jesus, and to resist the devil, because he must flee. And so, Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for your love that is never ending. You love us through our temptation. You even love us through our sin, Father. Thank you that you stand with us and for us, even if we fall into the sin. I pray that we would just get right back up. Each day is new, and we would stand strong in you and do it again. Try again. Stand strong in your love, Lord. You are always there for us. Thank you for that love that never ceases. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Thank you for praying with us. We pray that this has been a blessing to you. I know that it has been to us. And we want to leave you with this from Hebrews 12. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Prayer Now. Prayer Now is a ministry of New Hope Christian Community Church in Round Lake, Illinois. You can donate to support the work of Prayer Now at newhoperoundlake.com/prayernow.